I start my day by praising Allah Ar-Rahman.
Fida'ul Iman Radio Broadcasting Station proudly presents Jewels of Faith, a 12-lesson program made to enhance the English-speaking population of our nation about the glorious religion of Islam. Jewels of Faith includes lessons about the belief, the prophets, and many other valuable pieces of information. We begin now with our lesson. Stay tuned.
The Lord of all the worlds, and I ask Allah to raise the rank of the Prophet.
In the name of Allah, praise and thanks to Allah. And we ask Allah to raise the rank of Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, and protect his followers from that which he fears for them. To all the beloved Muslims, I say, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. قال الله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وقال الله تعالى ولم يكن له كفوا احد. These two glorious verses have the general meaning of no thing resembles Allah. This knowledge is stated clearly in the Quran and by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even without knowing of the Quran and the sayings of our blessed Prophet, the one with the sound mind would deduce the truth of this matter. We know that a creator exists, and as we previously said, the existence of the creation is a proof that a creator exists. We also established that man is weak and does not bring anything from non-existence into existence. Anything which man does is because Allah gave him the ability to do it. And we see clearly how often man wants to do something, but he cannot, and that proves that he is not a creator. Being creations, we have certain attributes. An attribute of the creation is that we perish. Where is a man on the earth who does not die? There is not one. An attribute of humankind is that we have a will, but it is not absolute. How many times do we want to do something and we do not get it? An attribute of creation is that we change and develop. We go from weak to strong and vice versa. The sound mind deduces that all these attributes of the creation are not the attributes of the Creator. We know how undependable the creation can be. We must worship the one who is perfect without possibility of imperfection. His perfection doesn't change, for to change means either to improve or diminish, and one who does either is not perfect. The only one who deserves our worship is one who does not resemble us in any of our attributes. One who can be destroyed is not worthy of our worship, our total humble submission. If one worships something with an attribute of the creation, then another person may come along and want to argue that his idol is better. Look at the fighting among the Hindus. But when a person worships the one who does not resemble the creation in any way, what can the disbelievers say? For sure, only the one who is not like the creation deserves to be worshipped, nothing else. We being creation have a shape, dimension, size, and we take up a certain place. When we leave one place, we occupy another. The one who deserves to be worshipped is not like this. So we know that Allah, our Creator, does not have a shape, dimension, or size, nor does he need a place. The one who needs anything is not one who deserves our worship. The sound mind deduces this, and all the prophets conveyed this, and all their followers believed this. Beware of some people who are of a very wicked type. They claim to be Muslim. They say the two professions as we do, but the next moment they deny the two professions with their tongue and writings. They liken Allah to His creation, and they say that their belief is based on the Quran and the sayings of our beloved Prophet. It is not uncommon that among men there would be perverters, and within the Muslim countries there too are imposters who have no share in Islam. out of their ignorance of the language and their high opinion of themselves, they assign meanings to words with no care for the explanation of many hundreds of Muslim scholars throughout history. These impostors say that Allah is sitting on a throne which is high up beyond our sight. Even the ignorant, blasphemous sun worshipper would not accept their false words. He would say, "I see what I worship, and I get benefit from it, warmth and comfort. Why would I follow you and change to worshipping something which offers me no benefit?" We true Muslims say to the sun worshipper, "Yes, you need the sun, but also you need water and food and sleep and many other things. Worship the one who provides you with your needs, the one who is perfect without possibility of imperfection and is not in need of anything. Leave all disbelief and believe and say that no one is God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah."
In our previous lessons, we related the story of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Today, we continue in relating about the prophets of Islam after our beloved Prophet Adam. During the time of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, all the humans were Muslims. Adam lived 1,000 years, and after his death, his descendants remained Muslim and did not worship except Allah for 1,000 years. From among Adam's children was a prophet named Sheth, and after Sheth, Prophet Idris. During that time, no one committed blasphemy. Blasphemy is a belief, saying, or deed that if committed by a Muslim, puts him out of Islam. If he dies without returning to Islam, he will be tortured in hell forever. After Prophet Idris, the first blasphemy occurred among the humans. Before that, there was no blasphemy committed among the humans, but sins had occurred which were less than blasphemy. An example of a great sin which occurred while every human was Muslim was what occurred between Qabil and Habil, also known as Cain and Abel. Qabil killed Habil, and it was the first murder on earth. Habil wanted to marry Qabil's twin, which was allowed, but Qabil did not like this. Qabil bears the punishment of the murder and the sin of everyone who does as he did. Yet, he still died as a Muslim. There is a hadith meaning that the human being who is first to start a good deed, and it becomes a trend, has the reward for it, and the reward for every person who would do like it. Also, he who is the first to do a bad doing, that becomes a trend among the people, then he bears the due sin and the sin of those who do it after him, without lessening the sin of those who follow his example. There lived five righteous Muslim men whose names are mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Nuh. They are Wud, Suwa', Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasra. After they died, and 1,000 years after the death of Prophet Adam, Satan the cursed came to the people, whispering to them that these five men were pious people. Why don't you make statues of them to remember them and to honor them? The people made the statues of these five men, and they spread in the homes, and it became common to have them. Satan waited a generation, and then he came to the next generation and whispered to them, telling them that those statues were gods and that their forefathers worshipped them, which is of course not true. He whispered and said, "Why don't you worship them?" And they did. And this was the first blasphemy committed among the humans. Prophet Nuh, Noah, was the first prophet sent to the non-Muslims to call them to Islam. Nuh remained for 950 years, calling the people to leave their blasphemy and to embrace Islam. He was patient, bearing with harm and seeking Allah's reward, and was not discouraged from calling people to Islam. He said to the people what means, O people, worship Allah only, leave worship of other than Allah. But most of the people mocked him and did not believe in him. Then Allah revealed to him that there would be no more believers. Whoever had believed had believed, and no more would become Muslim. After that, Prophet Nuh made a supplication against them. He asked Allah not to let any of them live, because if any of them lived, they would spread their blasphemy. Prophet Nuh asked Allah to punish them, and Allah sent the flood. Allah ordered Nuh to build an ark, and he and the Muslims went into the ark with a pair of each of the animals. And then the sky rained for days and nights. The earth was flooded until all the non-Muslims were drowned. Some say that Prophet Nuh lived for 1,300 years, and some say 1,400 years. But we know for sure that he lived over 1,000 years. Praise to Allah who created the prophets. The prophets whose lives are the great examples for us. We ask Allah to raise their ranks and grant us their blessed company in paradise.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I start my day by praising Allahur Rahman.
The Islamic Charity Project Association developed this program to help people see that Islam is not only for Arabic speaking people, but for all people of all races and languages.
I start my day by praising Allahur Rahman.
Thank you for listening to Jewels of Faith.
Allahur Rahman, the Lord of all the worlds, the Lord of all the worlds. And I ask Allah to raise the rank of the Prophet.